Hey there, 2022年想要给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 每日带你提升英语力。我们每日都有新的单集陪着你，利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着我 John 老师一起朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让英语融入你的生活。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing?Let's get started. Once again, tennis is disrupted by politics. If he had to do it over, Brad Gilbert would never have played a professional tennis tournament in South Africa while the country was embroiled in apartheid. Martina Navratilova has never regretted challengingCzechoslovakia's communist government by defecting to the United States in 1975, but she wishes she had been able to persuade her parents and younger sister to come with her. And Cliff Drysdale, the first president of the ATP, the Men's Pro Players Association, is still in awe of his fellow pros for agreeing to boycott Wimbledon in 1973 when Croatian player Nikola Pilic,was suspended by his native Yugoslav Tennis Federation, which said he refused to play for Yugoslavia in the Davis Cup in New Zealand. Tennis and politics have long had a craggy relationship. This year alone, the sport has been embroiled in three international incidents. Novak Djokovic's deportation from Australia on the eve of the Australian Open because he did not have a COVID-19 vaccination,The Women's Tennis Association cancelling all tournaments in China after accusations by Peng Shuai that she was sexually assaulted by a high-ranking government official, and Wimbledon banning Russian and Belarusian players because of the war in Ukraine. The WTA and the ATP subsequently stripped this year's Wimbledon of all ranking points.As this tournament begins, five male players ranked in the world's top 50, including number 1, Daniil Medvedev, and number 8, Andriy Rublev, both Russians, will be absent because of the Wimbledon ban. Also banned are Russians, Karen Khachanov, ranked number 22, and Aslan Karatsev, number 43, and Belarusian Ayla Ivashka, number 40. For the women,13 players who would have qualified are not allowed to play, including Russians Daria Kasatkina, ranked number 13, number 22 Veronika Kudermetova, and number 83 Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, the 2021 French Open runner-up, and Belarusians Arina Sabalenka, number 6, and a semifinalist last year at Wimbledon and the US Open,and number 20, Victoria Azarenka, a former world number 1. The U.S. Tennis Association has already announced that players from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete at the U.S. Open in August, although not under their nation's flags. Our sport is always going to be subjected to political forces, said Drysdale, an ESPN commentator since the network's inception in 1979,There's always something coming around the corner and rearing its head. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。